Okay, everybody, we are back. And like I said before the break, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. Before the break, I apologized in advance for this song, Iko Iko.
Okay. It's already stuck in my head.
Well, this song is performed by Dr. John, a New Orleans jazz and blues legend. Okay. I got no problem with Dr. John. I've got a problem with Iko Iko. I talked to my dad over the weekend, and like last Sunday, and he goes, "Hey, you know that song Iko Iko?" And I said, "Yeah, I think I'm aware of the song." And he goes, "Well, why don't you play that on the show?" And I said, "Well, what particular artist would you like for me to do it?" And he goes, "Well, I just heard one by Dr. John." And so we hang up, and I go onto iTunes, and I look up Dr. John, and there it is, Iko Iko. So I go ahead and I pay $100, $1.29 for Iko Iko.
Big fan.
I pull it off iTunes. I retrieve it and I put it on my soundboard. This is Sunday afternoon. I then go to listen to the song Iko Iko. I listen to it. I didn't even listen to the whole song because I'm not a big fan of the song. But here's the thing. Ever since Sunday, Iko Iko has been stuck in my brain like a cancer.
Maybe it's CTE.
I have woken up in the morning and gone, "Hey now, Iko Iko."
I do think you said that the other morning.
I was at work cleaning one of the pools this morning, and I found myself going, "Iko Iko," and I was like, "Damn it." Dad!
What is this?
Dad called me today and asked me if I had the music set up for the show. And I said, "Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do, Dad.
And I'm using
your damn song, your Iko Iko song." And I said, "I hope you're happy because the damn song's been stuck in my brain all week." I mean, literally. There was a point, I think it was probably Tuesday or Wednesday, where I woke up in the middle of the night and I had Iko Iko on a loop in my brain, and I couldn't get it out. I remember trying to sleep and saying, "Okay, erase it from your brain. Erase the song from your brain. I think it's permanent."
It could be.
I think it's permanent.
I wish I had CTE.
Maybe you do.
If you have CTE, you don't have to worry about the Iko Iko.
I don't know. Maybe that's the kind of thing that gets stuck in those damaged brain cells.
Hannah Claire, what's the CTE stand for?
Chronic.
Traumatic.
Encephalopathy.
There it is.
What's encephalitis?
That's different.
Isn't that an STD?
Anyway. So
that's syphilis.
If you're still listening to the show and you listened to Iko Iko that was just performed by Dr. John, I am sorry.
No,
because,
you're not.
Hey, listen. If at any time during the week you were still Iko Ikoing,
Facebook him.
Yeah, Facebook me or tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. Or wait till next Friday and give us a call at 727-498-0502 and tell me what a jerk I am.
Right. Or do that now.
Or do that now.
It's 727-498-0502.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, right before the break, I said I have a story here that I love. And
love it.
Well, love it.
I don't know that we've ever talked about this on the show, but we've had conversations amongst ourselves before about, there are a lot of Americans that are on welfare.
Yes.
A lot of Americans deserve welfare, but there are also a lot of able-bodied Americans that are on welfare that collect the money and do nothing.
Lazy. Yep.
Okay, so I've always said that if I were in charge, like that would ever happen.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
anybody can be president now.
Right, given the new level of standards.
The bar has been lowered.
Hey, we do have a new mayoral election coming up, and I could maybe go against the Ricks.
Yeah.
Or that racist
guy. The Council of Ricks.
Yeah, which one?
Anyway, so I've always said that if I were in charge, I would somehow collect all of the abled able-bodied welfare recipients on a bus daily, and they would go around the city and clean the city.
Right.
We would have the cleanest city ever. If you don't get on the bus, you don't get your check.
Right.
It'd be that simple. If you are able-bodied, you're not going to collect a check and do nothing.
Well,
I think that is so wrong.
And even if you are disabled physically,
yes,
but mentally able,
right,
we will find something for you to do as well.
Well, that's a whole nother thing. Yeah, I mean, I would like to think that if I were in a situation where I had to collect welfare, that I would like to also do something. I can't imagine just not doing anything and just collecting a check.
Right.
Have you ever played the Xbox?
No. Apparently not.
You know I don't like the video games.
Oh, but you might.
No, I can't see myself getting hooked on the video games. But anyway, I have always thought that was a good idea. Let's stop giving away the money for free. Let's use those able-bodied individuals to, let's go out there and let's collect trash. Let's get rid of graffiti. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Help feed the homeless.
Let's paint the curbs. Let's power wash the sidewalks. There's a whole lot of things that these people could be doing.
Right. That we can't afford to hire people to do because we spend too much money paying people to do nothing.
Well, God forbid we have the city employees do it because they'll send five people out. One person will do the job and the other four will stand around and watch them.
Yeah. It'll take a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. It'll take a year and a half to power wash 10 feet of sidewalk.
Have you seen Almerton?
No. Yeah.
No.
Anyway, so this story that I have is similar in vein, but instead of involving able-bodied welfare recipients, it involves able-bodied potheads.
Right.
Potheads. Hannah.
What? Listen up.
Pay attention.
Give a little, get a little.
Right. Dennis Meehan.
Hey now.
Dennis Meehan, yeah. Owner of Summit Medical Marijuana, offered residents of Gardner, Maine, free pot if they showed up with a bag of trash collected in town.
How do you verify that it was collected in town?
How do you verify that these potheads didn't go to the nearest dumpster and grab a bag of trash?
Shoot, I'll just drive up. I need to clean out my car.
I think
yeah. No, listen, I want a bag.
That's
or
very
two.
Interesting because I thought about that. It's like, what's going to stop these guys from going to the nearest dumpster, grabbing a bag of trash, and showing up at Meehan's for free pot?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, at least they can't bring their trash from home because you'd know immediately it's just Doritos bags and pizza roll boxes.
Hot pockets.
I think what you got to do, if you're Meehan, you got to have people come to your establishment. You got to wave the bag of pot in front of them. Okay. Then you put that bag behind you, and then you hold up some gloves. And then you hold up a bag, and you maybe even hold up like one of those grabbers that the old ladies use to get the cans out of the cupboard. And you say, okay, I'm going to give you 2 hours or three.
Or three.
What's the attention span of the potheads? Are they
2 hours is a really long time, man.
there's a carrot.
I'm going to give you an hour and a half. Hour and 45 minutes to go out and collect 15, as much trash.
I don't know how long SpongeBob.
Yeah. I'm only into it for 15 minutes. Then
and then
I'm
you got to pull the bag of pot back out and go, okay,
keep
here.
Keep going.
I'm
going
to send you out over to this block, downtown Gardner, Maine, right? And you go, if you come back in an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes, this is yours.
With a full bag of trash.
How big is the bag?
It's got to be one of those big black hefty bags.
No. A pot.
No.
Well, the article didn't say.
Yeah, how much are you getting for
it? Just depends on how much, how much trash you want collected.
If you bring in a soda can, you get like a gram.
A gram of pot is like one of those office trash can, one of those clear white, clear bags. You get a couple of cans in there. a whole hefty bag, the 50-gallon hefty bag, you might get what? A
quarter to an ounce.
I don't know. I think you have to weigh it.
Is that generous?
I think you have to weigh the bag. If the bag is heavy, like if they had to struggle to get it back to the shop.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like leaking a bit.
You can get an ounce. You can get an ounce on that one.
Yeah.
How much for a Pontiac Aztec?
Right. If you're pulling...
What are we considering garbage? Quote, unquote.
I got my neighbor in this bag. Yeah. It's trashy.
What if you show up with Johnny the homeless guy?
Yeah. Let's clean get him up off the streets.
This guy's garbage.
Or Lenore the hooker.
Yeah.
Lenore.
Lenore. I like that name, Lenore.
Here's Lenore. I'm late for SpongeBob. Let's go.
Yeah, right. Yeah, here's
Lenore. Give me my bag.
Give me my bag, bitch. Oh. Dennis.
Dennis.
Yeah.
No, but...
I've cleaned your city.
Yeah. It's clean.
Now, here's Lenore. Give me my bag.
Give me my bag.
Now, the people that participate in this program have to be at least 21 years old. So he's not doing this for all you young potheads.
Yeah, no, that's the rules everywhere.
Meehan, his company, advertised the cleanup effort on Facebook and says he hopes to expand his efforts, which he calls
globally?
The Day of Service program, to the entire state.
What state?
So he's just doing it right now in Maine. He's just doing it now in Gardner, Maine. But I think that's a good idea for all of these states that are now... you know, getting the medical marijuana.
Marijuana.
I mean, what do you suppose the states would do that have the recreational marijuana? Think of how clean your city could be with that.
Think how many people would show up for a beach cleanup.
Yeah.
I mean, they're always trying.
Bag of pot at the end. Beach cleanup. Every time.
Planting the sea oats.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
You walk into his store and you don't have a bag of trash, you'd be like, be a lot cooler if you did. Yeah. A lot cooler if
you did. I don't know. I think it's a great idea. I like getting the able-bodied welfare recipients involved, right?
Yeah.
I mean, why sit at home on the couch and collect money from the government for nothing?
Right. A little barter system.
I don't have anything against the potheads, but I think that's an incentive.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
Hey, it's better than, you know, spending your food money.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes when it comes down to what you're going to buy.
Any business really could do this. I mean, if let's say you're a Jiffy Lube. You can get a free lube job. You show up with Lenore.
Yeah. You show up with some garbage.
Think that'll work at Publix?
You bring Lenore up here to Jiffy Lube and we'll lube her ass up. And we'll grease up your chassis.
My God.
What?
And you thought I had too many drinks going at happy hour.
Jeez,
wow. Where have we gone? Where's
well, this guy, Dennis Meehan, is hoping that other medical marijuana establishments will get on board and let's clean up America, everybody.
Right.
It could be great.
Make America clean again.
We're going to make it all right again.
He's actually in the process of developing a bunch of trucker hats that say, let's make America clean again.
Yes.
And they have a big pot leaf on the back.
I like it.
I do too.
He's gearing up for his presidential run campaign.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't happen soon enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyone can be president. Well, Donnie, you should have tried to be an astronaut.
Yeah.
Here's something I saw in the Week magazine that I thought was kind of interesting. It says 70% of Americans think it's very important or somewhat important to buy U.S.-made products, according to a recent survey.
The U.S. doesn't make anything
so cool. Only 70% of Americans think it's important to buy American. I think it's very important.
It's very important, but hard to do.
Oh, it's hard to do because a lot of these companies have sent everything overseas.
Right.
Which is bullshit. If we start having everything come back here when things are going to be produced here, that's going to create a lot more jobs here in America.
Right.
Think about the auto industry. Think of all the jobs that are lost overseas.
Which the one of the biggest misnomers is that buying an American car says to the public you're a good American supporting an American company.
Right.
But yet the most American-made vehicle on the road is a Honda Accord.
Yeah.
So
when you know what, you know when that happened? I can tell you when that happened. That happened in the late 70s and the 80s. Because the cars that the car manufacturers were putting out were junk.
Junk.
Absolute junk. Yes. Every single one of them was junk. And that's when Americans said, screw it.
But
I'm going to go overseas. I'm not going to go overseas to buy a car, but I'm going to buy one of these imports that are reliable.
But what right? I'm saying is the Honda Accord is the most American-made vehicle. They're made in they're assembled in Marysville, Ohio.
Well, so that's kind of a trade-off.
Using the most number of American-made parts.
That's fantastic. That's great. That's something that Japan did for us.
Absolutely.
They sent their plant over here to employ Americans. But there are so many. I mean, look at Detroit.
Right.
I mean, I don't even know that there is an auto industry in Detroit anymore.
There's
hardly a Detroit.
There's crappy water.
Yeah.
But I don't know about the auto industry.
There are still some auto workers.
But you think
in
about
Detroit.
What it was.
Compared to what it was, it's negligible.
I wish I had figures on what the number in the heyday, let's say 50s and 60s, how many people were employed by the auto industry compared to today?
Today, yeah.
In America.
In America.
Right. I don't know, man. I get it. I totally get why people in the late 70s and 80s went for the foreign cars.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
First of all, they were nicer looking. The accoutrements were a lot. I mean, almost all foreign cars, you know, if you're looking at Mercedes, BMW, Audi, they all had the leather seats and stuff like that. American cars in the late 70s and 80s, cloth. And
right.
Vinyl.
Yeah.
on
leather.
On a box with wheels.
Yes. That fell apart.
And inside and outside was nothing but plastic.
Yeah.
You know,
crap
cars.
Quality was terrible.
Right. So when you could afford a BMW or a Mercedes, that was the way to go.
Right. And if you couldn't, then you bought a Honda. Or, well, I'm trying to think.
A Suzuki Samurai.
Toyota? Nissan?
See, Nissan, what was Nissan?
Nissan was...
Datsun.
Yeah. Datsun turned into Nissan.
Right. Right.
Yeah. But those were all reliable cars.
They were all reliable cars. And that's where people get off track. Mm. Not only was cost... initial purchase price a factor,
right?
But the quality of the manufacturing.
I think
was
one of the all-time
superior,
most reliable car had to be the Volkswagen Beetle.
Yes,
there was a time, kids, when I was a kid, that every other car on the road was a Beetle,
yeah.
And that's no joke
because they worked.
They worked.
They worked. They ran forever, and you could beat the crap out of them.
Well, and when they did break, you could fix it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, everything was easily
my
accessible.
My first two cars were Volkswagen Beetles. The first one never had any brakes. And I would take it to this guy, and he
and
showed me.
And now we know why he had two.
It's a teenager driving too fast and too hard on the brakes. So I would go through brakes like nobody's business. So finally, this guy showed me how to adjust my brakes myself, so I didn't have to bring it to him all the time. He got tired of seeing me. Yeah.
Here, I thought he maybe explained to you how the brakes are actually supposed to work. not stop you immediately at 80 miles an hour, right. But that, like, the deceleration before you brake.
Did right. you skip out on the blinker?
Yes.
No.
Dad's blinkers are brand new. Never been used.
Contrary to what your mother would say, I have always used my blinker.
When?
Never.
Now, see, that's crap. When have you ever been behind me? How do you know?
I sit beside you sometimes in the car. And
how do you know I don't have it on stealth mode?
There is no stealth mode.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
It's like clicking noise. It's like the stealth flush.
You know what?
They're full of the same thing.
You know why I don't use the blinker? Is because I was one of those people that never remembered to turn it off.
Yes.
And I had a girlfriend when I was a teenager that said, you know what that's saying? I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole.
And I
so
have
I
to
vowed
say,
at a very young age
I'll never
to
use
not ever
it again.
Use my blinker again.
And that story is
you've
so
kept your word.
So true. Yeah. That when we were first dating, he yes. did actually use the blinker.
Yeah.
And that happened on multiple occasions. So he quit trying to impress me by using the blinker.
What's
because he always turned out being, I'm an asshole, I'm an asshole, I'm an asshole.
You hear her clicking?
So
what
getting,
is that?
Getting,
it's the brakes.
Getting back to our Americans and whether or not they will buy American. 37% of Americans say they wouldn't pay higher prices for American-made goods.
The quality makes the difference.
Look, you pay according to what the quality is.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to pay a higher price just because it's made in America.
Right.
If it's high quality, absolutely.
You're going to pay more for it.
Sure. And then it says 26% say they would only pay up to 5% more to buy U.S. products.
Well.
You know, they also, a lot of those people say that they won't shop at Walmart.
Right.
But that doesn't seem to impact the crowds. Yeah. So.
No, it doesn't. And, I mean, I tell you, I think it's very important for us to buy American. Obviously, there are some things that you can't buy American. Because we're saturated with things from all over the world.
Right. And we don't manufacture a lot of products
here. We don't manufacture everything. But I do believe, and I feel very strongly about, the businesses that have sent their factories overseas. I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Think about where we could be as Americans, job-wise, if all of those companies had factories here.
Right.
Like they used to.
Well, and one of the things that our government needs to do mm-hmm. is quit giving them tax breaks
right.
for taking their business overseas.
Oh, good luck with that.
I mean, really? How our government is paying them to take their business overseas. Where does that make sense for the American population?
Well, it's kind of disheartening that our commander-in-chief has a couple of businesses that are overseas. Not only him, but his daughter and other family members as well.
Right. Put so your money where your mouth is.
Right. You know,
bring the work here.
And that's one of the things I remember him discussing during the campaign is that how angry he was at American companies that had their companies overseas. Well, what about you?
Right. He doesn't own
America.
Bring
yours back.
Yeah. You know. Set an example.
He also doesn't talk very often about his disease. He's very brave.
What disease?
Rectal cranial inversion.
I was not aware that he had that, Ty.
Although he does tweet quite liberally.
Rectal cranial inversion.
Yes.
What in the... Hannah Claire?
Yeah.
That's RCI. What does RCI mean?
Rectal cranial inversion. Gross.
Now quick, CTE.
Chronic.
Mm-hmm. Before next show.
Encephalopathy.
Before next show, I want you to bring me a bag of trash.
Are you going to bring me a bag of something else?
We'll see.
Skittles.
Skittles.
Anyway, why don't we play Stump the Chump?
Okay.
Are we prepared for that?
Yeah, but...
All right. But
out of left field.
Well,
hold on.
We're getting to
that's
that time.
A soccer thing.
It is. Look at me go.
You know they're called matches, not games.
He said thing, so it's all good. Mm-hmm. It's up there with his football bats.
It'd hold be on. So much better with football bats.
The CTE would skyrocket.
They've already got armor on.
Did I mention that my son-in-law was transgender?
Oh, you're bad. You're bad.
Oh, boy.
You know, kind of had to talk Jack into coming on the show. I'm pretty sure Jack was like, you know, F you. I'm not ever coming on the show again.
Was, is, and always right will be. Yeah, Jack could be doing more math.
I could be studying to get into the military that I might not ever get into.
Yeah. Or I might get into, and they'd give me an AK-47.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then come back here.
Watch right.
Out. And be on the show. Right. Anyway.
Right.
All right, everybody. Stephanie, we have a Stump the Chump.
We do.
Okay. What is the theme, my dear?
The theme, because it was released today in 1951.
Also sort of a birthday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Ooh. I used to love that movie.
Yeah, me too.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
He's never even seen it.
He's so crotchety.
All right, everybody. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to play our Alice in Wonderland themed Stump the Chump.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, we'll be right back.
I want to be your driver. I want to be your driver. I would love to ride you. I would love to ride you around. We'll be ready when you want me to drive you on down. Wonderful machine.
Everybody, that is one of my all-time favorite Chuck Berry songs, I Want to Be Your Driver. Am I wrong, or does that song have a lot of sexual overtones?
Is what? It overtones, undertones, insinuations?
Yeah.
Innuendos.
Innuendos.
The first time I heard it, I thought the guy wanted to be her driver, like, you know, driving Miss Daisy.
Oh, no.
I don't think it has anything to do with that.
No, that movie wasn't out yet.
It's a great song, though. That's I Want to Be Your Driver by Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry.
Mm-hmm. Anybody already thinking about Ico Ico? Hey, now.
Shh. Just you.
Mm-hmm. It's stuck in there. I can't get it out.
Great.
I'm going to start banging my head on the wall.
Perfect.
It's got the rectal cranial inversion.
I'd rather have that, Ty.
Oh, good, because you've got it.
Whatever that rectal cranial inversion might be, I'd rather have it than I
got your head up your ass.
Oh, that could be it. That could be it. All right, everybody, are we ready to play Stump the Chump?
Yes.
All right. Does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter? Jack, everybody, what do you have?
Cowbell.
No. Well, you need something.
Cowbell.
That's you.
I need more cowbell.
can never have too much Thanks, cowbell. Chris.
All right, everybody, let's do this.
Alice in Wonderland. What is the name of Alice's cat?
Oh, man.
Ty.
It's like Ida or something?
I'll give you the choices. It is not Ida.
Something like that.
Wait.
Is it Dinah?
It is Dinah.
Okay. Wow.
Look at you go. Ty is on the board.
Way to pull that out of your rectal cranial inversion.
Right. What does the drink me potion not taste like? Here are the choices.
I'm sure a lot of things.
Cherry tart, peanut butter, buttered toast, or roast turkey? Mark.
The cherry tart.
No. Oh. Hannah.
Roast turkey.
No. Ty.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter is correct. Alice says that it tastes like cherry tart, pineapple, buttered toast, roast turkey, among other things.
Oh. Buttered toast.
Buttered toast. What occasion were the Mad Hatter and the March Hare celebrating? Ty.
Their unbirthday.
Yes.
What?
And Ty goes up three.
It wasn't just tea?
Three. With no, it was on birthday. Third question.
I didn't know it was a celebration. I thought
it was
just tea.
He got all three of the first questions.
No, number two he didn't get.
Yes, he did.
What poem do Tweedledee and Tweedledum recite? Is it The Crocodile? Ty.
Walrus and the Carpenter.
The Walrus and the Carpenter.
It's done.
And slam dunk.
Get out.
Wow.
And for the sweep.
I do not know that that
four
has
and four.
Ever happened in Stump the Jump.
I like that movie. I seen it.
I seen it.
Well, I hope you didn't screw up our timeline here.
Yeah, right?
I mean, we're
out of
go
content.
Again? You want to go again?
Yeah.
Ain't going to be no rematch.
Hey, we got a phone call. Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we speaking to?
You're speaking to Carrie, and I'm with Lori, and we want to win Joe's money.
Well, oh, wow.
You can no longer win Joe's money. It's now called Happy Hour 100.
You can win the Happy Hour 100.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Okay, Carrie.
Lori, it's Happy Hour 100.
It doesn't mean it's more money. It's the same money.
I know that.
The question is, okay. What is it 100
of? So tell me what I have to do.
Okay, all right. Hold on. You have to answer three questions correctly. You have to get
Hold on. Let me put you on speaker, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on.
All right. Tell me when you're ready.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So, okay. Now... All right, your name is Carrie, and you're with
yep.
Lori.
All right.
I'm with Lulu Lori.
Okay. Yes. Now, Lulu Lori was the person that called in last week and didn't win.
What?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So our fan base grows in population.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, it does.
All right, Carrie, are you ready?
You guys are wonderful. We've been listening.
Oh, good.
Thank
good.
You. Thank you so much.
Okay,
here are the questions, Carrie.
The first question is...
There's a lot of pressure on the first one. A
lot of pressure.
Make it easy.
What show airs live on Friday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on RadioSt.Pete.com?
Marco Radio Show.
Yes.
Yes. Now, wait a minute. That didn't sound like Carrie.
Good job. Good job.
Okay.
Now, also,
two more questions, Carrie.
Also on RadioSt.Pete.com, and he was a guest in our studio several weeks back. If you tune in on Monday nights at 7 p.m., what show will you hear?
I believe it will be Spike on the Mic.
Yes!
We're a serious contender.
Is that right?
We got a contender.
Yes, yes. You've gotten to one more for the win.
Come on, Carrie.
The Unused Substitutes is a Radio St. Pete podcast that focuses on what local sports team?
Wait, say that again, because you broke up a little bit on my phone.
Okay.
Say it again?
The Unused Substitutes is a Radio St. Pete podcast that focuses on what local sports team?
I'm not going to know that one.
Oh, think. Come on. They're playing tomorrow night at home.
We mentioned it earlier in the show.
We mentioned it earlier.
They're playing tomorrow night at Albert Witt Stadium. Their colors are green and yellow.
Starts with an R.
Rowdies.
The Rowdies! Yes! All right. Congratulations. All right. Okay, well, this is what we'll do, Carrie,
I'll take down the phone number.
Right. We have the number.
And I will give you a call just after 8 o'clock.
As soon as the show ends, right.
Yes, off the air.
You guys are awesome.
Woo! Good job. Yay!
Did you think we were awesome before you won?
That's the real question.
I've been sitting here listening in the garage with the goddamn barking dog.
So the dogs like it too.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
That's
sorry.
Okay. This is internet radio, hon. You're okay.
Yes, we have it on the speaker. Free to listen.
Nice.
Fantastic. Nice. Well, that's great. I truly appreciate that. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Donnie.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Carrie. All right, guys. Have a good evening. We'll talk to you right after the show. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Right, bye. All right.
All right. Woo-hoo. Well, there you go. Yay.
Another winner.
Mm-hmm. I think it was kind of a team effort.
I do. I hope she shares the money.
Well, whether she does or not, I mean, I wouldn't.
Yeah, well, we know we wouldn't.
I didn't say help me.
Yeah. We know what kind of...
symptoms of your condition.
Yeah. The inverted one?
Yeah, the inverted one.
Rectal cranial inversion.
Right.
So speaking of winners
and
contests.
Oh, right. Yes.
The voting opened today.
Yes.
For the Creative Loafing Best of the Bay 2017.
Remember how disappointed we were last year when we didn't win?
Yes. Damn yes. It. The good news is...
I'm gearing myself up for another non-win.
Well, no, what? You need to gear yourself up for... It was great to be nominated.
Yeah,
well,
that's
speech.
What all the losers say.
Yeah, well, we can't all be winners, but we can try. Vote for us. Creative Loafing.
We're going to the thing this year, right?
So yes.
You just get on the stage.
I'm just going to go up on the stage.
I'm going to let you all finish, but Marco Radio Show should have won.
Yeah, right.
Pull a Kanye.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show was nominated in several categories.
What?
For the Creative Loafing Best of the Bay. And we would appreciate if you would go in and vote. We are under the People, Places, and Politics heading.
Okay.
And we were nominated for Best Afternoon Radio Show. We were also nominated in the Best Local Internet Radio Show category.
Okay.
As well as the Best Local Podcast category.
Ah.
Now, under Best Local Radio Personality,
yeah.
There is a name that is listed as Mark Ginn.
What?
Congratulations.
It's not you. It's the
come
one
on,
down
man.
The street.
Mark O.
Yeah.
Ginzo. Also, as I was online looking at all of the nominations, Crash will be interested to know that Deceptive Intruder was also nominated for Best Local Band, as well as Best Local Metal and Hardcore Band.
Very cool.
Makes sense. We're kind of a big deal.
Yes.
Pretty great.
Yes. And Hannah Claire.
Yes.
Asylum Sights and Sounds was nominated for Best Record Store.
Woo-hoo. All right.
So the whole family is representing this year on the Creative Loafing Best of the Bay.
Vote for us.
2017.
Deceptive Intruder.
Please vote for us.
And
we would appreciate it.
Jack is transgender.
Yay!
And joining the military. Damn it.
Whether you like it or not.
Good heavens.
Tweet or no tweet.
What is the world coming to?
My suggestion was... if this does actually happen, the Prime Minister of Canada tweeted, anyone who is willing to serve, we welcome with open arms. Mm. So my suggestion was, become Canadian.
Was the Prime Minister of Canada sort of like the Statue of Liberty? We will take your butch. We will take your sissies. We will form an army.
And kick your ass.
We will defeat the world.
The Grand Cheeto.
I think there were a lot of people on Twitter.
We will stop being impassive and we will destroy the world.
Trudeau's open arms.
Yes, exactly. Joining Canada is always an option.
Right. Okay. Cool.
They have free health care anyway, so I guess you wouldn't be joining the military for your, quote,
surgery. Oh, don't forget the poutine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't they do the work with the stem cells? Because didn't that get banned here?
Yes, so, yes.
I might
also, they have
get
Weapon
some downstairs
X.
plumbing after all.
Right, right. Right. And you know, military service wouldn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Canada's got a wiener for you.
They've got the Weapon X program. You might get an adamantium skeleton.
And that's what it's going to be called. Weapon X.
Weapon X.
Weapon Triple X.
It's going to be called. Wait. It's going to be called the Crippler.
No. For Spike, it should be called the Weapon Y. Because X chromosomes are girls,
right, exactly.
Ys are boys.
There you go.
I got you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, it's been a couple weeks since we've done a Python report.
Yes.
But this one I found to be very interesting.
Yes.
Because
it has snakes.
Well, it has
pythons.
It does involve Burmese pythons, but it also involves this. Jerk.
Jerk of the week?
No. Well, he's very famous.
Ty, you know who Gordon Ramsay is, right?
Jerk. Yeah.
That celebrity chef?
That douche. Jerk.
That jerk.
What a jerk.
Mm-hmm. Douche.
I swear to God. If I was on his show, if I was one of his students, he would not ever approach me if I had a flaming pan. I would set his head ablaze.
Ablaze.
I mean, are you kidding me? This guy has no couth whatsoever. He's worse than a drill instructor.
He's presidential.
And all he can do is cook.
A canceled Disney movie.
Who does he think he is? He's a goddamn cook.
Make me a sandwich, you cranky bitch.
I mean, come on, man.
Come on, man. But here is his redeeming characteristic.
I don't know if this is redeeming. Well, him and his son Jack just recently went into the Everglades with a professional hunter.
And came out alive.
Well, the hunter's name was Kyle Peniston.
Is that how you pronounce that?
Well, it's P-E-N-I-S ton.
Well, he must be very popular.
I'm sure he is.
Maybe he went to Canada.
A lot of.
And maybe.
His girlfriend, Pussy Galore.
Jack's going to go to Canada and be known as the Crippler. This guy Kyle Wynn is now known as Peniston.
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 He's in the Pen 15 Club.
Anyway, so Gordon Ramsay and his kid Jack go into the Everglades with this professional hunter. They bagged 3 pythons.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Gordon Ramsay decides it'll be a good idea. Let's go ahead and cut these suckers up, and I'm going to cook them right here on the banks of the canal.
Nice.
So he does.
Gators.
And they all ate Burmese python right there on the banks of the canal. Now, this show is going to be shown on air whenever his show, here soon.
Right.
Hasn't aired yet. So you're going to be able to see this. One of the things I don't think Gordon Ramsay realized is that pythons, Burmese pythons, in the Everglades contain 10% more mercury than what is safe for fish.
Nice.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Go him.
Go him.
Poisoning himself. See how that goes. And
he may have poisoned himself. Can you imagine eating a python? I just can't even. It seems to me that as big as they are, they probably would be very meaty.
Tastes like chicken.
Well, it probably does. And, the thing is, I think if you gave me like a python steak, you know what I mean? It'd be tubular.
Right? Tube steak?
It'd be tubular. But I think, it's like if you take a tube of python and slice it into, 1 inch or 2 inch
It only
steaks,
comes in tubes.
And I think if it would have a hole in the middle, like where the spine would have been, right?
Like a donut.
Yeah, like
it'd be a
big python donut.
Spine and organs.
But the thing is, I think if you cooked it, if you grilled it up for me and gave it to me and didn't tell me that it was a python, I think I'd probably eat it.
But
if you told me, if you even hinted that it had anything to do with a reptile, I couldn't eat it.
I'm sure it tastes like gator. You've had gator.
I've had gator.
It's a little rubbery.
Gators are a little bit more palatable than python.
Why?
They
got legs.
Gators, look.
I would prefer to eat things with legs.
I would have 100 gators in my front yard before I'd have one python.
Well, and the legs are the best part. I mean, that's what everybody's fighting for with the chicken.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Let's not invite alligators into our front yard.
Well, I've had gator before. Gator nuggets that were very good. And then I've also had gator nuggets that were very bad.
Yeah.
So I guess it depends on, the freshness. I guess a lot like fish. You get it fresh and it's good to go. You get it not so fresh and it's gamey.
Gamey.
It is rotten.
I don't like that word.
No, it's
gamey.
Anyway, I just can't believe that this guy goes on this show. This is the last person in the world that I would suspect or expect to go on a hunting show, especially hunting pythons. And given his attitude.
Yeah, he probably does like snakes.
Yeah. Well, I hope you got a good dose of mercury. Ramsey. What happens if you eat too much mercury? What happens to you?
Isn't that when you turn into
a thermometer?
That's the Mad Hatter syndrome, I think.
Was it mercury?
Yeah. Mercury
or lead?
What happened?
Both of them.
I think it was mercury.
Mercury?
That did what?
It'll make your skin fall off.
I thought mercury. Oh no, that was copper that made all those people have the blue skin tone.
That's copper.
That's copper.
Mercury will just make your skin fall off.
So the
next time we see Gordon Ramsay on his show ranting at somebody, he'll look like a zombie.
Right.
Yeah.
With his skin falling off.
Mercury
He'll look like a leper.
Dream about a mercury.
Love it. Yeah, he should be nicer to those people on the show. I mean, they're just trying to become cooks.
He should just be nice.
It's not so serious. Why do you got to get so angry with these people? They're just trying to cook something.
She's a butthole.
And you're just a cook. Come on, man. So you can make a souffle.
Manly.
Beat it. Get out of my face, souffle maker.
Beat it.
But now, maybe this will be a trend. Now, I didn't realize the mercury was so high.
Yeah, it's very high. 10% higher than what you should safely eat in fish. That's pretty high. Hey, do we want to talk about movies and entertainment?
Yes.
Quickly. Did anybody see anything new this week?
No.
Steph and I have been very tuned into TCM. We saw a couple of good movies this week. We saw What About Eve? Fantastic movie.
Oh, great.
That's a Betty Davis movie. Unbelievable good. Very good movie. If you've not ever seen What About Eve, go to TCM. They play all those movies over and over again. And the great thing about TCM is a movie starts, there's no commercials.
No commercials.
It's fantastic.
Spot on.
Yeah. We also saw Vertigo. Now, I did not stay up to see all of Vertigo, but I've seen it before. That's a Alfred Hitchcock movie that stars Jimmy Stewart.
Yes.
Fantastic movie. And TCM is currently doing sort of like a Albert Hitchcock.
Alfred.
What'd I say?
Albert.
Albert.
That's his brother.
Yeah.
What?
It's twins. It's Alfred and Albert.
Come on, Daryl.
That's my CTE kicking in. But anyway, Alfred?
Alfred.
Whatever.
Alfred. Alfred Hitchcock.
Let's just call him Al. You can't go wrong.
Friday nights at 8, right after the show, tune into TCM. There'll be an Alfred Hitchcock marathon.
Every Wednesday.
Wednesday and Friday. Only through the month of July. This is the last Friday in July.
If you're a fan of Al Hitchcock, now's the time to check him out. Go ahead.
I wanted to mention Selwyn Birchwood is playing tonight and tomorrow night at the Palladian Theater, downtown St. Pete. Both shows sold out.
Good for him.
If you didn't get your tickets, you're not going.
There's a local kid, Selwyn Birchwood, local blues guy, who is fantastic. We've seen him several times out in local establishments. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. But I was so proud when I went online, because I was actually going to try to get us tickets for tomorrow night.
Isn't his new album called Pick Your Poison?
I think so.
It's very good.
Pick your nose.
Both shows sold out. Mm-hmm. So I was very proud of him.
And we also missed on Wednesday. If we had gone down to the Hideaway Cafe, we could have seen one of our favorites, Betty Fox.
Betty Fox. Yep. Mm-hmm. So this Wednesday, TC Carr.
Right. So in the movie theaters, this movie that just came out, Atomic Blondes.
That looks good.
I got to see.
I haven't heard anything about
gotta
that.
Got to see.
I heard it wasn't very good.
So anyway, the movie Dunkirk. Dunkirk has got a very high rating, but I read in the paper of a guy, a 93-year-old guy who was there, and he says it's not very historically accurate.
Bunk.
It's bunk. Let's see.
Hollywood glammed it up.
Hey, Ty, when does Rick and Morty come back out?
Who cares?
Sunday, Rick and Morty comes back out.
What did you say?
And that's going to be on Comedy Central. That show comes on. And I don't know anything about Rick and Morty, but it's an animated show. Adult Swim, but it's an animated show, and it's supposed to be very funny. I hear a lot of people talking about it like it's a great show.
People are going crazy about it. I have to buy pipes with Rick and Morty on it now.
Do you know who Matt Groening is?
Yes.
Okay. He's the creator of The Simpsons?
Yes.
Well, he's just been contracted by Netflix,
to
come out with a new show called... What's it called?
Hurry up.
The Simpsons.
No, Disenchantment.
Yes.
It's called Disenchantment. And it's basically a show. It's going to be set like back in the, what do you call those days? Where they had knights and wizards
medieval.
And all that. Medieval days, right.
Thank God. CT.
Matt Groening says Disenchantment will be about life and death, love and sex, and how to keep laughing in a world full of suffering and idiots.
Animation.
Despite what the elders and wizards and other jerks tell you, and it is going to be animated.
Sounds topical.
Sounds like nothing's changed. Soon.
Comic-Con,
historically.
Tampa Bay Comic-Con is this weekend. It started this evening. If you're going to go, expect long lines.
And wear your costume.
Don't take anything that looks like a real gun, because they will kick your ass right out of there. What else does it say?
I think Jessica Nagiri is going to be there. I'd like to.
And also, what's her name here?
She's a real pretty lady.
Kate Beckinsale is going to be there.
Beckinsale.
Anyway, that's our stuff.
Lots of stuff going on this weekend. Right. All around the world.
All around the world.
And right here in little old St. Petersburg. Mm-hmm.
Now, I do have some things that I like to share with you at the end of every show.
Yes.
And these are some quotes by some famous people that we don't always know who they are, but they are quotes nonetheless.
They have great things to say.
And I get these quotes out of the Week magazine that I love so much. And here's the first one, everybody. It says, "It's better to live as your own man than as a fool in someone else's dream." Who do you suppose said that?
Jack.
Nope. That came from recently deceased actor Martin Landau. He just died last weekend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 69 years old. No, he wasn't. He was much older than that. let's see. The next one says, "Resentment is like drinking poison and hoping it will kill your enemies."
Ah.
That came from Nelson Mandela.
Maybe we could convince...
He was bitter when he was locked up in prison. Why would you say something like that?
Well, I don't know. I was hoping that maybe somebody could convince the president that that would work.
Mm-hmm. The next one says, "You think your pain and your heartbreak are unprecedented in the history of the world, but then you read."
Ah.
You read about everybody else's pain and suffering and realize yours isn't that bad. And that came from James Baldwin, Alex's brother. That's the lesser-known Baldwin brother, James.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
All terrible actors except for Alec. Let's see. The trouble with life isn't that there is no answer. It's that there are so many answers.
And far more questions.
And that came from anthropologist Ruth Benedict. And the last one says, what's the difference between a cannibal and a liberal? A cannibal doesn't eat his friends.
No.
And that came from Lyndon Baines Johnson. That's it.
It should just be a politician.
Wait, what's his middle name? Yeah.
Baines.
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 Watch it, Batman.
All right, everybody. I'm getting the high sign from what's her name over there. Hannah Claire, do you have anything that you want to add here at the end of the show?
No.
Stephanie.
We've only been married 30 years.
Anything that you want to add here at the end of the show?
To what's her name?
What's her name?
Love it. Mm-hmm.
2 hours.
No.
Crash and burn. Jack?
Nope, nothing to add.
Okay. Ty?
Rick and Morty.
All right. I don't have anything to add other than Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I Miss You, Mom.
Everyone love everyone. Sorry.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
Jack?
I'm a guest. I don't have to have one.
Yes,
see you
do.
Yeah. Here's what Jack has to say.
Get that Szechuan sauce, Morty.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We love talking to you, and we look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Yes.
Same time, same bat channel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We had a winner tonight, Carrie.
Yes. Congratulations, Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Lori couldn't win last week, so she had her friend win.
Yes.
Very,
now that's a friend.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Sneaky.
It almost seemed like a team effort to me.
Yes.
Well, that's fine. All right, everybody. Like I say, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we look forward to talking to you again next week. I hope everybody has a
great week.
Great weekend and a good week to follow.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Good night.
Bye.
That's it.